Welcome to The Hospitalist and the Society of Hospital Medicine. I'm Casey Quinlan. This edition of our podcast features highlights of the October 2014 issue of The Hospitalist. The October issue has a cover story on the latest State of Hospital Medicine report. SHM Practice Analysis Committee member Dr. William Tex Landis shares how he sees hospitalists and hospital medicine groups using the report.
Very few people are going to sit down and look at a several hundred page document and read it cover to cover and be able to pay attention equally to from page one through page 200. I can't do it, so I don't think a lot of people do, but it's a reference, and I can tell you when we start looking at what we want to incentivize, let's take compensation, when we look at what we want to incent physicians, we'll look at what other groups are doing. Are they using core measures? Are they using patient satisfaction? How about good citizenship? So that factors in.
MGMA Consulting Director Dee Robinson says that HM is still a young specialty that's fostered a spectrum of growth.
Hospitalist medicine is still relatively new, and so there's still quite a bit of vacancy in terms of filling those positions. And there's also other areas that are being created that are spawning, if you will, off of hospitalist models into other areas, into other specialties. But I think if you had to ask me my gut feeling, I think the biggest issue is that it's still a practice that is evolving and growing.
Ms. Robinson thinks that the addition of hospital medicine as an academic specialty has helped drive growth.
You have to look at the academic training. 10 or 15 years ago, there was no hospitalist track. You still had physicians coming out in internal medicine, pediatric, et cetera, and then they just perhaps organically fell into a hospitalist situation within their own practices, which is really the old model. I mean, I remember one of our physicians always had a cot in his room for when he was on call. Really, that's just an outcropping of a hospitalist situation within a practice. Now you're starting to see formalized education during medical school and medical residency for this specialty, whereas that wasn't the case many years ago.
Dr. Landis feels that the metrics in the report will be useful in assessing a group or hospital's alignment with prevailing practice models in hospital medicine.
I think that it's one thing to say the next hospital down the road's doing it. It's another thing to be able to take this book and to say, let's look the numbers up, because I don't know it off the top of my head, but that let's say that 80% of hospital medicine groups are using good citizenship as one of their compensation incentives. There's a fair amount of gravitas, so to speak, behind being able to say that we've surveyed over 4,000 hospitalists and this is what 80% of them are doing.
MGMA's Dia Robinson thinks that the data on hospital compensation is only one piece of the puzzle.
The compensation is just one conversation. When we would consider bringing someone on, it wasn't just compensation, it was, do you fit with our group? Do you fit with our culture so that if you're happy in the group, you're going to treat the patients well? Because if a physician is not happy in the group or the model or the situation they're in, the employment model, they're not going to be happy, and that translates over to their job.
Dr. Tex Landis says that money matters, but it's not the only thing that does.
Money matters. It just does. And the largest component of resourcing for a hospitalist program typically are providers' salaries. It makes up most of the budget, and therefore it becomes probably the key focal point. But there's a lot of other information in here that is extremely useful. I don't think it's wise to separate the compensation component from the other extremely useful information. There's a reason it's all put together, and I think it deserves to stay together because these things are linked. And I think the report helps people to keep in mind that the compensation is linked to the other components of operating a hospital medicine group.
For the full State of Hospital Medicine report, head on over to www.hospitalmedicine.org/survey for details on how to access it. Read the October issue of The Hospitalist to get an in-depth look at how hospitalists are taking charge on circumventing antibiotic resistance, part two of our two-part series on using hospital EHRs to reduce readmission rates, how non-clinical factors can influence readmissions, Wynn Whitcomb's take on how home care will help achieve the triple aim, SHM President Burke Keeley's column on how a focus on patient experience can strengthen hospital medicine, Danielle Schurer's look at how wellness, driven by devices like Apple's new Health Kit, could be helpful to hospitalists, The Hospitalist Magazine's new book review series, kicking off with a review of perioperative medicine, and as always, a review of the latest in hospital medicine clinical literature. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next month with more insights and opinions from leaders in hospital medicine.